Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the True Tales from Harrods podcast. My name is Errol Smith. I work in the IT team as a business relationship manager, and I'm also the chair of our Racial Equality and Diversity Network. I'm here with Sarah Andrews, Chief Retail Officer and Executive Sponsor of our Racial Equality and Diversity Network, and Beth Hodder, our Director of Creative Operations and Executive Sponsor of our Mental Wellbeing and Awareness Network. This week at Harrods, we're celebrating National Inclusion Week, and the theme is Take Action, Make Impact. And this morning, I'm very excited to spend the next 20 minutes or so talking a little bit about belonging, allyship, and your role as executive sponsors. Just in case anyone doesn't know, Harrods has five belonging networks: Racial Equality and Diversity, Mental Wellbeing and Awareness, LGBTQIA+, and our two more recent additions, Working Parents and Women's. Our networks are colleague-owned, connected communities. They are safe spaces in which people can share their experiences of working at Harrods. We welcome all colleagues to join, and our aim is to build a Harrods where everyone feels a sense of belonging. So let's get started. We'd love to get your thoughts on belonging networks and their importance at Harrods. Glad to go first, Beth?
I can, yeah. Hi, Errol. Morning. The networks, I believe, really will provide a change environment, the sense of community and belonging for our colleagues. They are colleague-owned and they're connected communities that are, as you said, helping to drive inclusive cultures from the root of our organisation and building awareness and allyship at Harrods. The networks, I hope, will allow us to share experiences of working at Harrods and together promote that inclusive culture that supports and enhances the needs of all our colleagues.
How about you, Sarah?
Morning, Errol. As most listeners from Harrods will know, I've been in the business for a very long time, so I've seen the changes the business has made in order to promote diversity and inclusion. The networks for me have been the most impactful change, and it genuinely feels there's more of a voice, and the networks have enabled the business to talk to people with knowledge and lived experiences and their allies that can help guide us on how we improve our culture and the experience for everybody working at Harrods. We've seen great celebrations of important events like Pride and Black History Month that I don't think would have been quite so well done without the guidance of our networks. The other value the networks bring is the creation of connections and communities and a sense of belonging, which since the pandemic have become even more important. The creation of a safe environment for colleagues with similar beliefs, experiences and interests. Also, the importance of finding purpose in life, and networks can be a great way to galvanise colleagues around causes they're passionate about. The networks are a critical part of how we as a business better navigate today's world, and they're teaching us so much, and I hope the members of our networks would say that they have a strong voice and have been able to influence how we do things and make Harrods a better place to work for everybody.
So, you're both executive sponsors. I want to talk about, I guess, your drivers and what influenced you to and your decision to become an executive sponsor. So, Sarah, you know, what made you join as an executive sponsor?
Well, I took part in the reverse mentoring program last year when it was launched, and I had the privilege of being mentored by the lovely Taylor, who was then the deputy chair of our Racial Equality and Diversity Network. As a woman in my 50s, I thought I was reasonably worldly wise and that I had a good understanding about racial equality, but I learned so much. So I was brought up to believe that everybody should be treated equally. And although I had a sense that that had changed, what Taylor really helped me to understand is that people don't have the same starting point and don't have the same opportunities. So that was a big shift for me. And as a leader, I really enjoyed sitting on the other side of the table. I was able to ask questions in a safe space and understand Taylor's real life experiences and how she saw things. So when I was approached to see if I would be open to the exec sponsor of the Read Network, I was flattered to be considered, but also felt a huge responsibility to be able to do a good job. So I spoke with a few trusted colleagues and was reassured that as a white woman who's not an expert in D&I, it would not prevent me from being a strong ally to advocate for the network and but lead by example as I continue my learning journey. I'm super excited and a little bit nervous, but committed to learning and using any means within my gift to provide support.
Thank you, Sarah. How about you, Beth?
My journey was actually very similar to Sarah's. So I also was invited to be a sponsor of the network through the involvement I'd had with the reverse mentoring programme. The scheme enabled, as Sarah said, leaders to learn from a well-paired colleague within the organisation. And the pilot, when it took place last year, I was paired with Rabia. She was from the HR department, and Rabia was the deputy chair of the Mental Wellbeing and Awareness Network at the time. Hi, Rabia, if you're listening. She's on maternity leave at the moment. We used our time together to ask questions and learn from each other's experience. At the same time, Rabbi was interested in asking me to be an executive sponsor. I reflected on this. I spoke to many others in the organisation to ensure that there was a collective sense that I really was right for the role. Our mental health is integral to overall well-being. Life throws us all issues, life events, things that will shape us in many ways, and I am no exception. In my role in the network, I can offer allyship, someone that can learn, someone that can listen, someone that can support a community. I can help to drive action or just open a conversation.
Thank you, Beth. So it sounds like you both have taken and put a lot of thought into your role, and you've spoken to some of your colleagues, which is great. It's really important that you kind of got that view and that insight, and you've not just kind of taken the role lightly. You know, you've seen that advisory. So I think it's really important, and I think it's great that you've done it, and we're very lucky to have you both. As executive sponsors, could you tell me more about your responsibilities and what you hope to bring to the position? Shall we start with you, Sarah?
Yeah, so as Chief Retail Officer, my areas of responsibility include retail operations here in Knightsbridge, our H Beauty stores and our airport locations. I also oversee security, our customer service operations, both in Hammersmith and here in the store, transaction services, and then office moves, which we've got a lot of at the moment. So I've got big teams, but where I think I can have the most impact is really through the relationships that I hold after 20 years in the business across all different levels and divisions. And I hope to use these relationships to get the important messages that I hear from the networks into the communities in the business.
And how about you, Beth?
I hope that we can, as Sarah says, get the important messages through to our team, but with the network which I am responsible for, I'm able to use our site reps that we have. The board and these site reps at all the locations at Harrods are able to encourage people to get connected, get involved, and to share their opinions to help us make a difference. I am passionate about living a balanced and enriched life. I therefore want to support a work culture that all colleagues feel valued and want to be a part of.
Thank you. What I'm hearing here is it's all about communication and opening some of the doors that may not have necessarily been opened before, and getting that message out and getting it understood, which is really important. So why do you think allyship is important at Harrods, Sarah?
Well, we know that allyship in the workplace is crucial for inclusion and equality. Anyone and everyone can be an ally, and there are no barriers to be one. It's important because you can better understand other real experiences and then help break down some of the barriers where they exist. And as is often the case, this is a life learning, not just in Harrods. But if we're open to learning and showing our support through action, this will go beyond the beautiful walls of Harrods and be part of your belief system and the way you live, not just something that you do at work.
What about you, Beth?
I suppose following on from that, as Sarah said, anyone and everyone can be an ally. There are no barriers to being one. I have always been interested and curious, enthusiastic myself, to learn and to listen to others' experiences. This started from a very young age, and I hope that we can, using the networks, encourage that more broadly across our population here at Harrods.
As I said at the start of the podcast, and as we started our conversation, we welcome everyone to join all of our communities at Harrods. And the way to start that is by joining the team on Yammer. Listen, learn and advocating is, you know, I guess the three main areas of allyship. So yeah, really, really important. And it sounds like you guys are definitely starting to play your roles there. Looking back at your career, on any personal experiences, have you experienced allyship?
Yeah. Yes, I think I have. I personally have a view on life, to treat people as you want to be treated yourself. And on the subject of mental health and well-being, whilst I would say I have good mental health, or some might say strong mental fitness, I am, of course, no exception. Whether it's a bad day in the office, I have a team that support me, listen to me, mentor me as I would listen or mentor them. It might be a day of reflection, potentially, of someone that you are grieving that you have lost too soon. I feel supported by others, or I hope that I can support them. I can also put myself in situations that scare me, a little like the recording of today's podcast. This really isn't my thing. Errol, Raj, Sarah, they have all listened and supported me to be my best self here this morning. But there are also many areas that I have no lived experience in and that I would want to be able to continue to listen and learn the experiences others have had.
And what about you, Sarah? Have you experienced allyship?
Well, yes, I have. But I suppose in this context, we're talking about allyship in the sense of someone who's not from a group marginalised by society but wants to support and take action to help others in that group. But as a person of privilege, I may not have needed an ally in that sense, but in terms of being supported when I've had my own challenges, then yes. 20 years at Harrods inevitably means that there's been some more difficult times, very close family bereavements. And also as a woman, you can sometimes experience the world differently. But certainly in my time at Harrods, I've been shown really strong support when I've needed it through these types of incidents. And I really haven't had to ask, which is even nicer.
Yeah, it is nice. And I think it represents the culture that we're starting to kind of really see come through at Harrods, you know, where colleagues are more than just work colleagues. They're now starting to enter the realm of friendship. And I guess that is important, you know, listening, again, learning, supporting, being there for each other, creating those safe spaces where people feel relaxed and are comfortable to share. And that's where allyship essentially starts. So I'm going to ask you, Beth, what does a good ally look like?
Probably all those little points that you've just said, Errol. Someone that can listen and support without judgment and with kindness and empathy at times that you may not know when they're coming. You may not be able to predict when you need an ally or to experience that. And knowing that people are helping and watching for those moments is a really incredible quality for people to have.
Thank you. What about you, Sarah?
Well, I think you both said it brilliantly. I suppose for me, it is about being committed and not just about saying the right things, but also taking action.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So as executive sponsors, what I've taken from that is that you guys are both very open to learning, and that's what we encourage everyone to be: open to learn, able to listen. Essentially, that will create the safe spaces where people will feel comfortable to share, and then it's for us to take action where appropriate. So for anyone listening who wants to become more of an active ally and isn't quite sure about how to get involved, what advice would you give them?
Well, you could look into joining one of our networks. Diversity of experience and thinking is really important. So you don't have to have lived experiences to join a group and or become an ally. If that's not for you, then maybe just reach out to someone from our networks where you feel you want to support, you want to learn, you want to ask questions and listen and show allyship in your day-to-day world. As I said, it can be a way of life, not just something you do from time to time or just when you're at work.
Thank you, Sarah. And what about you, Beth?
And the enjoyment of being part of the bigger and greater journey that the networks and the conversation will be taking over the forthcoming months and years here at Harrods.
And final question. We mentioned at the start of this podcast, it's National Inclusion Week. Why would you encourage everyone at Harrods to get involved or to find out more? Start with you, Beth. Any tips for everyone at Harrods?
I think all I would say is that the networks are only as effective as the communities within them. So as I said in my point earlier, they're open to everyone and no reason not to join. So please reach out, find the reps and be a part of the journey and the conversation, as I said on my point.
Is there anything else to add?
I think because you might learn something and really enjoy it, I have on my journey so far. So I think that's an opportunity. And you may then decide that you want to become more of an active ally once you learn a little bit more.
Thank you, Sarah. And it all starts with Harrods Hub and Yammer. So take a look on those internal pages, see what's left on the schedule for National Inclusion Week. And as Sarah and Beth said, it's an opportunity to learn. So why not get involved? And that brings us to the end of this month's episode. A huge thank you to Sarah and Beth for taking the time to talk to us, and also for all that you do for us at Harrods as sponsors for our networks. Please do subscribe if you'd like to receive more episodes as soon as they become available. But for now, bye from us, and you can always keep up to date with what our belonging networks at Harrods are up to via our Together Harrods Instagram or harrodscareers.com.